Welcome, dear listeners. I'm so excited you're here. We are another week, another episode of the Lives of Courage podcast, where we navigate the oftentimes tumultuous seas of self-discovery, right? I think that's putting it kindly, where we face the winds of doubt and chart our course towards the serene harbors of our true selves. Today, I want to embark with you on a journey towards our purpose. And this might be rediscovering your purpose in this season of your life. But this is really inspired by the reflections in the Billie Eilish song, What Was I Made For? And I just wanted to delve into what I have found universal experience of questioning what we were put here for, what our true purpose is. Right now, as Billy said, I used to know, but I'm not so sure now. What was I made for? And I believe it's in these lyrics that she captures the essence of our exploration. And this is from my experience with people in classes in their 80s and 90s to people all the way down to their teens. What was I made for? I used to know, but now I'm not so sure. Really, this is an invitation to all of us who find ourselves at the crossroads of this discovery. Maybe you are facing the blizzards of doubt, and we'll get to where I come up with a blizzard reference, and the silences that challenge and refine us again and again. And so, sorry, I needed a drink. I also love the words of Adelaide Ann Proctor. She said, "No star is ever lost we once have seen. We always may be what we might have been." So we're going to delve into the depths of our being to uncover the starlight of our purpose, a guide that once seen never fades, and we can know that with all certainty. So in the silence of our hearts, beneath the hustle of our lives, sweet friends, there lies a whispering universe, I believe, echoing the call of our true selves. It's a call that many of us are fearful of, not because we fear the absence of purpose, because we know it's there, but we fear the responsibility that comes from acknowledging it, or at least I do. So this episode is an invitation to that voyage back to ourselves. A courageous journey to reclaim the starlight of our purpose. So I believe that each of us are ready to listen to the whispers of our soul. We just have to make the space and invitation possible to listen deeply and courageously, to seek what we find. And in that courageous listening and that bravery, that we hear the call of our purpose. And so, in this first segment, which I'm titling The Courage to Face the Silence Within, because I believe that we need a lot of courage for that, we often have to dare to quiet the external noise and turn that gaze inward. And then we are confronted with the raw essence of our soul, our being. And in this introspection, it's deeply enriching. We know that it's often laced, not just for my clients, but for me with deep trepidation. The quiet is not merely a space of calm, but a mirror reflecting our deepest truths, desires, and the divergence between our lived reality and our potential. It's here in the silence that we hear the faint whispers of our purpose, calling us back to ourselves and the path we are meant to walk. The life we are destined to lead. But how many of us have lost our ways? I know that, even in the 6 months of being off this podcast, I have felt so deeply torn, so deeply lost. And I couldn't hear, I couldn't see, I couldn't find my way out. And for you, it might be a fear of silence, of what we might discover in our depths that keeps many from us from engaging in the introspective practice necessary for cultivating inner peace to get to the clarity of our purpose. For me, I know it's that silence that I feared. The thought of uncovering a truth that demands change, that challenges our current way of living, can be so daunting. As I say often to God, like, you got the wrong gal. I think you were wrong here. I don't think I can do that. But it's this fear that signals the importance of request. The silence does not seek to unsettle us. I know that for a fact, but liberate us from the chains of conformity, complacency, and really the unexamined life. And you've heard me talk about the book, The Unexamined Life, but we'll get to that. Okay, so why do we resist, or the untethered soul? Why do we resist the call to silence, to introspection? So many of us do. You're not alone. And I believe the answer lies in the comfort of familiarity. The comfort of the known. And yes, the fear of the unknown, but I would argue most fiercely, it is the fear of discovering our own true power and potential, and then having to stand and step into that. What is that quote that, well, it's not helpful if I can't remember, Marianne Williamson. I was like, it's not helpful if I can't remember who it's by or anything about the quote. But that we're most fearful of the bigness, the largeness of our call, of our path, of our purpose. Someone said, "Bless the largeness inside of me, no matter how I fear it." It was Sue Monk Kidd. The journey to self-discovery and purpose is not one of comfort, but of courage. It requires us to confront the parts of ourselves we've neglected, to question the paths we've chosen, and to entertain the possibility that who we are is far greater than who we've allowed ourselves to be. And the fear of facing ourselves in silence is a testament to the transformative power of introspection. It's a journey that demands courage. You're going to hear courage so much in this podcast episode, I suspect. Because it requires us to dismantle the illusions we've constructed about our identities, our capabilities, our capacities, our limits. And yes, this is a journey of liberation, offering us the chance to realign with our true essence, to rediscover our passions and potentials lying dormant within us, whether it's recognizing what gets us in flow, but it's really to embrace the calling that has been ours. Since birth. And so as we move through today's episode, let us approach the silence in what we are called to be silent in, not as a void to be feared, but as a space brimming with possibilities, a sacred chamber where the whispers of our true selves can finally be heard. It is in this embrace of silence that we find the courage to listen, there we go, to understand and to act upon the call of our purpose. And the journey back to ourselves, to the life of courage and purpose that we are meant to lead, begins with a single brave step into the quiet. And oh, friend, as we dig deeper into this exploration of purpose and the courage it takes to claim it, remember, as Adelaide said to us, the star you once saw, the potential you once felt stirring inside you is never lost. It awaits your courage to reclaim it, to let it guide you back to the life you were destined to live. So let's embark on this journey with open hearts and minds, ready to discover or perhaps rediscover the purpose that whispers our name in the silent moments. So I want to talk about this way of describing or finding our way back. I learned it from Parker Palmer. I can't remember what book I read it in, but it's like holding onto the rope and finding our way back. He says that in a heart of a blizzard, where visibility is reduced to zero and the familiar landscapes of our lives are obscured by the swirling snow of confusion and doubt, the story of Midwestern farmers offers us a profound metaphor. They would tie a rope from their house to their barn. I'm acting it out like you can see me on this lovely podcast, not a video. But so they would have this guide, back to their house. They'd go to their barn and back. This is the symbolic journey to find our purpose, a tangible representation of the inner strength and guidance system that we all possess. But often, if you're like me, you forget to use. Oh, and finding our way back to our purpose in life often means navigating through our own blizzards. There are periods of uncertainty. And I know that in these 6 months, I have had deep, deep questioning where everything seemed to be in turmoil for the last year, where my direction is unclear, where your direction might be unclear, where the rope you hold onto is made of not of like nylon. What are ropes made out of? I don't know. I just guess nylon, but our own values, that rope, it's our deepest desires and moments of clarity and passion that we've experienced throughout our lives. It's a compilation of moments when we felt most alive, the activities that bring us most joy, the dreams that ignite our passion, the things that we've been called to do. And holding on to this rope when it is a blizzard outside requires faith, faith in our journey, in the belief that we are moving forward towards something meaningful, faith in ourselves, faith in a higher power, in a God that holds us even when we can't see the path ahead. It demands courage with each step, with each strength, trusting in the whisperings of our heart, trusting in the wisdom of our experiences. And this journey back to our purpose is not a straight path. And this is where my metaphor gets a little out of control, but it's with twists and turns, with trials and tribulations. And yet with each step we take, taken in faith, each movement towards authenticity brings us closer to the essence of who we are. And in the process of picking up your rope and embarking on the journey back to yourself, it is an act of courage, a declaration that despite the blizzards of life, you are committed to find your way back home, to the home that within you knows your purpose, your passion, and your path. This segment of our journey reminds us that no matter how far we stray, our purpose always remains tied to the essence of our being, waiting to guide us back to our true selves. And it is that voice within, the old Quaker saying, let your life speak, invites us to consider not just what we want from life, and this goes back to our podcast last week, but what life wants from us. It's both. It's an invitation to listen again and again, to listen, really listen to the life that is speaking through us. Our lives with their unique stories, challenges, joys, sorrows, all the above, are constantly communicating the essence of our true selves, our purpose, and our paths. But how do we listen to the life that is trying to speak through us? It begins with stillness, again, with creating space in our daily lives for silence and reflection. It involves tuning into the moments when we feel most ourselves, when we're most in flow, whether that's when we're engaged in creative exploration, helping others, solving problems, or simply being in nature, whatever that is. These moments of alignment, of joy and fulfillment, are clues or breadcrumbs along the path to understanding our purpose. You know, I have an Oura ring, and it tells me when I am stressed and when I'm not stressed. And the time that I'm not stressed is when I'm talking about hard things with people. And when I am in coaching sessions, when I am teaching, that is the moments that I have no stress in my life. And that helps me understand those moments of alignment. But it is listening to our life requires a deep openness to what is, rather than what we wish it to be. It's a combination. It is paying attention to what brings us energy and what drains us, to the people and activities that light us up versus those that leave us feeling empty. And this is the hardest call for me. And maybe it is for you. This isn't about judgment or external measures of success, but alignment with our internal truth. Parker Palmer, with his insightful wisdom, reminds us that our vocation, our calling, is not something external calling us to become something we're not. It is the voice within urging us to become fully who we already are. The challenge for many of us is that we become estranged from the voice, estranged from ourselves. The next podcast that's coming up is returning to self or to self-love. We've allowed the noise of the world, the expectation of others, and the fears to drown it all out. And so the journey of letting our lives speak is a journey of reconnection with that inner voice. It's about peeling away the layers of shoulds and you ought to, the accumulated masks or personas we've adopted to navigate the world, and to uncover that original selfhood given to us at birth. This is not a journey of becoming, but of unbecoming everything that is not you so that you can fully emerge from that chrysalis into who you truly are. And it's a process without a fixed endpoint. So I just want to invite you, as you contemplate the voice within and the life that is speaking through you and because of you, I encourage you to listen with an open heart and mind. Feel the resonance of truth when it comes, sense the direction it is pointing in you, and learn from the journey. Letting your life speak is perhaps one of the most courageous acts of all. It requires us to be truly present and authentic, to not just live for ourselves, but as a testament to the unique purpose each of us within carries. And it is embracing the journey of rediscovery that we are here right now. And I don't know what time I started recording this podcast, so I'm worried that this is going to be a long one because I just have so much to say, sweet friends. But I believe that the pathway into understanding and living our purpose, it's about rediscovering and uncovering who we already are. We have to strip away the external layers of expectations, societal roles, what we've been told, the mask we wear, I'm going to say that again, to protect ourselves from the vulnerability of being seen in the true light of day. And this journey of rediscovery is our entry point. It's a dismantling and a rebuilding, a voyage that demands courage at every turn. So we're just really rediscovering our purpose begins with revisiting those moments in our lives where we felt most alive, most ourselves. So that's going to start the process. We're going to look for moments of flow of what makes us alive, makes us feel alive. And one of the most daunting aspects of this journey is the realization that who we are at a core might not align with who we become in our day-to-day lives. That requires, and every time I talk about one's purpose, I have to talk about the courage to unbecome, to let go of identities, of roles, of accomplishments that no longer serve us, reflect our true selves. And I think this process has felt like such a loss for me. That we are shedding parts of ourselves, becoming authentically who we are meant to be. It's a peeling away of the non-essential so the essential can speak. And then it's the rebuilding. So we're going to take it off and lay it down and we're going to rebuild. We're going to align with our purpose. As we clear the clutter of our non-authentic selves, we create space for the true purpose to emerge and to guide us. The rebuilding process is not about hastily filling the void, but intentionally aligning our lives with the values, passions, strengths, fill in the blank, that define our essence, that define our souls. It involves setting boundaries. It involves, and we're going to get to that tomorrow. I mean, next podcast, you might know that I'm recording it tomorrow. I batch record, or making choices that reflect our true priorities, and sometimes making significant changes in our lives to honor our new purpose, our repurpose. And this doesn't happen overnight, sweet friends. It's an ongoing rebuilding process that requires patience, faith, perseverance, but living your purpose, you will find just such a sweetness of being. When we live our purpose, we contribute to the world, not just through our actions, not just through what we say, but our very being. And while the journey to this point is marked by moments of doubt and fear and uncertainty, it's also filled with moments of clarity and true joy and profound peace. Living your purpose is not a destination, but a way of being. It's about showing up fully in each moment, embracing opportunities to express our true self, and making choices that reflect our deepest values and aspirations. And so I have our homework for this week. It is a purpose statement. I want you, one, to describe who you are at your core and what you want your life to say. You can be as specific as you want in this. You can be as non-specific. Two, you're going to explain why your purpose matters and what it means to you. Mine is who I am at my core. I am healthy, strong, whole, and holy. I am worthy. I am an example of what is possible. I love, inspire, support, and equip others to live as who they are truly meant to be. And this is my work in progress. I believe that we get this one beautiful life, and I want everyone to love well and to live well. I know that when people live their purpose authentically, they are an example and light. I push the limits of possibility. I push my emotions, my actions, because it makes my life bigger and helps people become who we really are inside. And you might be thinking that wasn't big enough, that a purpose statement needs to be big and grand. I just want you to get it done. I just want you to get something on paper like I did. Please remember that this is an opportunity. This homework is just an invitation, but how you live is your life is your choice. And this is just an opportunity. So I want to invite you into this call to courageous purpose. As we end today's exploration of rediscovering and living out our purpose, it's Billie Eilish again, right? I used to know, but I'm not so sure now. What was I made for? This confession reminds us that the journey to understanding our purpose is not linear. Remember that, please, friends. There are moments of clarity and conviction, and then there are times where our purpose feels in doubt, where everything feels in doubt, where the things we once held true seem to blur and shift, leaving us to question what we are made for. It is in these moments of not being sure, at least to me, in these periods of question, that we are invited to dive deeper, to explore further, to go into ourselves, to open ourselves to the possibility of what we might become. Billie's words echo the sentiments of a heart in search of meaning, a soul on the quest for alignment, a spirit yearning to connect. It's a reminder that it's okay to have all the questions. We'll never have all the answers. Its questions are good and beautiful and true, and that the journey of discovery is ongoing, that questioning our purpose is part of the process of redefining and understanding and redefining it again more deeply. And I think for me, it's the uncertainty expressed in these lyrics that's so beautiful, and the way that she sings them, that this isn't a sign of failure, but a marker of growth. that these moments of transition, with these opportunities to reassess and realign with the core of who we are and what we are truly made to be or desire to be, it's this call to embrace the unknown with courage, to remain open to new possibilities, and to trust the journey itself that will bring us closer to understanding our purpose. So as we conclude today, sweet hallelujah, let us take courage to face this, to have the strength to question, to explore, and the faith to believe that in doing so, we are on the right path, the path to living a life that is deeply aligned with who we are made to be. The journey of purpose is not just about finding answers, but learning to live the questions themselves. It is in the midst of not being sure that we often find our most profound moments of growth and discovery. It's how I'm back. So remember this, your purpose evolves as you do, offering new depths to explore. As you dive deeper, you find new depths, new expressions to embody. This journey that continually calls you back to courage, but really back to the deep abiding joy of being who you truly are. So let the words of Billie Eilish be a companion on your journey. A gentle reminder that it's okay to question, to doubt, to seek, for it is through this process that we uncover the true essence of what we are made for. Okay, I love you, sweet friends. Thank you for joining me. Have a great and courageous week. I'll see you next week. Take care. Bye.